Hello and welcome back to Ola Bonjour Konnichiwa. How are things? Myself, Lorna, and Audrey. There she is, Jet Set and Julie there. Back from
I'm
our
back,
house.
I'm back. New York. It was great. It was great. I had a great time.
So Audrey there effect off to New York. And now, do you know what? You missed a fantastic week here because we had Hurricane Nigel.
Really?
You know, Grace, I'm sorry. But
I'm jealous.
Stuff.
I am jealous. Yeah.
Oh, you're not half as jealous as what I was. Because I knew actually when... I think you put up on your Instagram stories that you were like, I have news. And then there was like radio silence for a day. And I was like, what is going on with her? Like, and then I was like, I WhatsApped you. I was like, so go on. And then they were like, I'm going to New York. I was like, oh my God. But anyway, we'll get into that in a minute, right?
Okay.
So just in regards to last week's episode, we were talking about school places and you're applying for Hugh now and I'm applying for Charlie. And obviously with Charlie, I have to apply for the autism classes, which are kind of harder to get into and everything. And so I actually got so much feedback and messages from people. And I think we got a couple of emails as well about it. And it was just all really lovely, supportive kind of messages. You know what I mean? We're all in the same boat. There's people that have like gone through it all last year and are just saying, you know, hopefully everything will be all right. But it's just to say thanks and, you know, it's appreciated as well, the feedback on it. So the applications are opening, I think, next week. So next Monday. So
yes, that's right.
We'll all be sitting at home in front of our computers trying to apply. And hopefully, fingers crossed, lighting the candles, saying all the novenas, everyone, separate that we all get proper places for our kids. But look, just wanted to say thank you very much for that. And so just check in there on the old well-being. Now, I know your Body Slims and all was out the window because you were in New York.
Yeah. I was meant to start back to Body Slims on Wednesday and I flew out to New York on Wednesday. So I could have logged in and adhered to the Body Slims criteria for the week, but like I just didn't.
You can't when you're on holidays. You can't. No. Start next week. No, you'll be grand next week. So I went up to Dungarvan on Saturday and I was down 3, well, I say 3 pounds, it's actually 3.4. And I mean, the point something is
That's nearly 3.5. That counts.
Yeah, but remember, I was up like 2 pounds last week. So I kind of just balanced out, like, but still, grand. But do you know what I find though this week? Like, it's time of the month now this week. And I am just like,
you're not feeling
like, do you know what? I tried to make their, you know, like these fake ways. And I'm like, oh, that'll taste exactly like a Chinese there now. And I was just like a child. I was like, this isn't nice at all, like, I want chocolate. So it's just as well, we're doing doing the podcast here now, so that'll stop my mouth going. But I was delighted with that now. We're on the right track now. It's but where I do find though is that I'm gone bad with the walking. I just can't.
Yeah, the weather is a big deterrent.
And everything, but I think when you stop, it's very hard to get back into it. Like there's not a hope I'm setting my alarm and this is the wrong mindset. I was so good there for a while. And you know yourself, after work, you don't want to go for walks and stuff when you come home. And
if I don't do it in the morning, I probably won't do it at all.
Yeah.
It's the morning or nothing. And then when the mornings are so dark and cold and you're literally hugging the duvet, you're like, ugh.
But again, as we were only saying last week, both of us have treadmills as well. But I'm like,
I know.
But my clothes are on that, I can't do that. So come here to me. Tell us about New York and how all this came about. And because it was very sudden, wasn't it? You going?
It was very sudden. My friend was meant to be going. She was supposed to be going. Stuff came up in her personal life. Everything is okay. But stuff came up that meant that she couldn't go. But she also couldn't get a refund or anything on the tickets. Like it was just... now she was going with friends. I know these people through her, kind of. They're her friends, but I know them too. And she couldn't go. And she was like, do you fancy a name change? Because I've looked into it and we can literally just name change the ticket to your name for like 100 quid. But like, you have to be ready to go tomorrow. And I was like, I have a family and responsibilities and a job. So I had to check. And that's why I was like, I've got news. And then I went quiet because I had to check that I could take the leave at short notice. I had to just square everything off here at home. I had to go pack a bag. And like, I'm not a millionaire. So it's not like I have like thousands of euros in the bank on reserve for last minute trips to New York. So I was like, can we do this? Can it be done? And then it could be done. And so that's it. Like that's as quickly as it came about that I was like, let's do it. Life is short. Let's go.
And you're such a typical mammy as well. Because I saw, did you like lay out all of Hugh's clothes for the couple of days? Now, like, poor Dave.
That was like kind of, I think though that was like partially to ease the mammy guilt, like that I was like, oh, that know. I was just being a runner. So like I was literally leaving out here with like pajamas, jocks, socks, clothes for every day of the week, plus about six spare outfits in case something mental happened. I had them all laid out. And then I even said to Dave, these are the ones for school. This is for the weekend. He had a little birthday party to go to on Saturday. Which was actually a friend of mine, her little girl's birthday party. So I was like, you need to bring them to that. You have to get a present. Like, I was just leaving a list of, like, stuff in my wake. I was like, just do all of this. See you later, bye. I'm off to New York. And then I had to go travel by myself, which is, like, not something I would normally typically do. I was very lucky. Everything was completely seamless and perfect. Who was I? I had an elderly gentleman next to me on the way out. And on the way back, there was a Polish man sitting beside me, but it was like we just all understood the rules. The only time we spoke was to literally let each other in or out, or to take, you know, if we were taking something down for the other person.
And how long is the flight?
It was quicker on the way back. I think it was about 6.5 hours on the way out and about 5.5 hours on the way back, because I think on the way back you've got the wind behind you or something.
Yeah. And were you in like first class, or were you in somewhere fancy, or the bog standard?
Bog standard.
Well, yeah, the bog standard is good though, isn't it?
It was grand. It was completely fine.
It's comfortable.
I thought I was very grown up even when I went in. I had to go through CVP, got through that. And then I never would do this ever in a million years, order myself a drink. And I ordered myself a vodka and Coke and just sat there drinking it. And I don't know who I thought I was. I thought I was like Samantha from Sex and the City. Sitting there in my little suitcase and my vodka and Coke. But it's just something I wouldn't ordinarily do. So I was like embracing all of the... Yeah, I would never like... I would never just go to a bar by myself and order myself.
Oh, by yourself? Oh, I thought you meant like when you're going on holidays, you'd never have a drink like before you go on the plane.
No. But actually, no, we wouldn't be big airport drinkers, but I'd never just go up to a bar, order myself a drink, sit there by myself and drink it. Like,
it is tough when you're on your own as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You were grand though, were you?
Do you know what? It was good. This sounds so silly, but like, even having the phone and doing the little videos and sharing the odd bit on social media, it felt like I kind of had company, weirdly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as I'd be, the dinner was brought out, you know, the airplane food, and I'm like doing a little video going, I'll share that later. Or like, so I don't know, felt like I had a little bit of company with me along the way, which seems a bit mad. But I was grand. I got there. I found where I was meant to go. When I got there, I was in Terminal 7. I had to get to Terminal 4. Got on a little train by myself. Literally in my head, I'm like playing Independent Woman, like Destiny's Child is like on repeat in my brain. As I'm going through and everything by myself, shoes on my feet, at bottom, getting trained by myself. I got it. I was like, I'm such a hero. Hear me roar, like just, you know, functioning as an adult.
How many terminals? Is the airport just massive? Like,
oh my God, JFK is huge. It's like a whole world. It's like 10 Dublin airports. Like, it's mental. I think there's 8 terminals, and like they're not all like connected. Like Dublin Airport is like T1, T2, and a little bridge.
Yeah.
Oh no, like these are like off different ramps, and you have to get trains and stuff from one terminal to another terminal. So like, I was very proud of myself for like negotiating.
And you managed
all that
yourself, and you got
it. I did.
And did anyone meet you at the airport, or you made your own way in?
Well, once I got to Terminal 4, I was meeting two girls then in Terminal 4, so I was grand. But I just had to get myself from T7 to T4, and then we were all good from there.
And were you staying with friends, or were you staying in a hotel or something? Or
I had a room to myself, but the girls were there too, so we were grand. It was all good once we got in. That's what I was going to say. The difference in this trip, I've been to New York a few times, and every time was with Dave, actually. And whenever I would go, we're like proper tourists. We were on holiday, so we would do all the Rockefeller Center, the Empire State Building. We go see shows. We go for steak, all this kind of stuff. This time, because it was so last minute, the budget was basically nothing. Like, I didn't have much of a budget. So my whole trip, we kind of just did all the free stuff, all the stuff that you could do in New York for free.
But this is good, and I think this is what people would love to hear, like, because there'll be so many people now making the trip over for like Christmas, you know, and things like that. Because do you know what I want to ask you, actually? Rockefeller Center, what's actually in there? Because we only see this. I've never been to New York. Now, I would love to go to New York. And myself, actually, my best friend, we all have said, oh my God, we go to New York now, and we were going to go at some stage. And then it was, oh, when we're both 40, we'll go to New York. And then we have small kids now. So now I'm thinking, look, maybe when we're 50 and the kids are a bit older, we might go. But, you know, for someone that's never been, I look at it, you know, on telly and in films and stuff. And you see Christmas time Rockefeller. And I'm going, I wonder what's actually in that building like.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So if you're going to go, I'd like that, go at a magical time, which is any time in the month of December. We went in December a few years ago, and it was like being in a movie. It really was. Yeah. Everything, you know, the big, huge tree and the ice skating rink. And then we went to Radio City and we saw the Rockettes. So Radio City is like, you know, with the girls, they wear like the candy cane and the It was like you actually felt like you were in a movie when you go there at Christmas time. Everything is beautiful. It's freezing. It's so cold that you have to like wear like kind of ski mask because the wind bites your cheeks. Like it's freezing cold, much colder than Ireland. But if you're only gonna go once and you're gonna go big, I say go the month of December. And it's so magic. It really, really is. But so stuff like the Rockefeller Center, they're just buildings, and there's like a tour, and you go up and you see the history. Of course, everywhere in New York is steeped in Irish history because Irish people were responsible for an awful lot of the construction. So whenever you go into any of those places, like the Rockefeller Center or many of the big high rise buildings, the labor force was largely Irish. It was all Irish. And you see all the names, like you're walking around reading the roll call of names of people that were involved in. She may as well be reading the school roll, like, you know, your classroom because it's all Irish names that are there. So we would have done a lot of that stuff before. But this time we were like, right, we're not spending a fortune. This is very lastminute.com. So stuff we did this time around, we went to Grand Central Station. I don't know how I'd never been there before, but I wasn't. Grand Central Station is the world's largest train station with 44 platforms. It's massive. And it dates back to the early 1900s. And it's like, I don't know what I expected. It's beautiful. It is grand. Grand is the right word. It's huge, and there's chandeliers coming down, and the inside.
Is there chandeliers?
My god!
Like, again, now I've only seen this from films and things like that. Like, and you see that, you know, the main. I'm assuming it's the main part of it with the clock hanging from the ceiling. But didn't realize there's chandeliers and everything in there.
So beautiful, like it's so obviously it's spacious. The ceilings are so high, like there's chandeliers. Like it looks like. It just looks like a moment in time that they've actually managed to preserve, because it's obviously from the early 1900s and it still looks that way. Like it's beautiful, but all in there, so you could actually go and just spend time there even if you weren't getting a train, because there's shopping mall inside the station. There's places to sit down and eat, like, so you could actually go and enjoy and they do tours of it as well, but you could just go and enjoy Grand Central Station, just be there, and there's enough, like, it is a tourist spot in itself. Like, we were just going around taking in everything, all the kind of the decor, I suppose, and then the history. Everywhere you go, like on a wall, they'll have a bit of history about how this was built or who built it or who designed this part, or, you know, famous things that would have happened in history where this part of the station was involved or that part of the station was involved. Yeah. Or, you know, somebody proposed to somebody here, or this movie was shot here, like all this kind of stuff. Like, so... that was fabulous. We did.
Is it crazy busy though, Audrey? As in, like, you know, people literally up on top of you, like, in the terminal?
Well, we went in the middle of the day on a Thursday. That's when we were in Grand Central Station. And it wasn't. It was very enjoyable. Like, it was nice. Good. And when we walked outside, we decided we wanted to walk from there to Central Park. I'd also never been in Central Park ever before. But to walk there, we got to walk down Madison Avenue. We got to walk down Fifth Avenue. When you're on Fifth Avenue, you're seeing Tiffany's and Chanel and all this kind of stuff. But then we walked past Trump Towers, and that was like a feckin', that was wild. That was an experience in itself.
Why?
So Trump Towers is there in America. America is such a crazy place. I haven't met anybody yet. This is what really confuses me. I haven't met anyone yet that likes Biden. They don't support Biden. I'm so confused as to
how Biden, like, I know there's a couple of, right? Well, just from what we see here, there's a couple of loopers that are mad Trump supporters, aren't there? You'd see them in the news on, but obviously it's a lot more, is it?
When we got to Trump Towers, I just looked and went, oh, it's Trump Towers. There was people queuing up to have their photo taken outside, and literally doing that American thing of standing outside going, whoa, make America great again. Stop. And they're like, I swear to God. And they're high-fiving each other, and like they're uniting in the fact that they're Trump supporters. And it was really bloody weird. It was very strange. And so we walked in because I was like, I know, I can't not, like, I'm here. My curiosity is literally getting the better of me. I need to... the doormen, it's such a mind. The doormen are literally going, come on in. If you're curious, come on in, step inside. And I was like, why do I feel like I'm never going to come back out? Like, it was kind of creepy. So they held the door open for us, and we walked inside. And I saw two men in there with O'Neill's jerseys on. I kind of went, right, thank God we're not alone. There's other Irish people here too. Like,
we're grand.
And when you go inside, there's like, it's such propaganda. It's such pro-Trump propaganda when you go inside there. And then there's a store where people are genuinely queuing up to buy the MAGA hat, like the Make America Great Again, Trump memorabilia, Trump merchandise. And I was like, this is just crazy, just absolutely crazy. So everything for me, because I'm like you, and everything for me was actually a sight to see, the whole thing. Just walking along the street, looking at the police, like the NYPD police, like, are everywhere, and all of the big, huge guns.
And the guns, that's what I was saying. So you'd be like, oh, they've a gun.
Yeah. And they're just walking along, and I'm going, that's like, they're chatting to one another casually with giant guns on their hips. And I'm like, is that safe? I don't feel any safer knowing that these guys are walking around with big, huge guns on their hips. That kind of freaked me out, to be honest with you. Like,
yeah.
So we walked down. We did Madison Avenue, Fifth Avenue. We saw Trump Towers. And then our big goal, our big thing that we wanted to do, was to get a New York hot dog and go and eat it in Central Park. This was one thing we were all agreed upon that we wanted to do. So we went, right, the bloody price of it, though. I went and I said, I'll get this. For a New York hot dog and chips, so we got two of them, or fries, whatever. New York hot dog with fries, New York hot dog with fries. The other thing was like a kebab type thing and fries and three bottles of water. How much would you say that cost?
Hazard $30, guess. $30.
$64.
What?
$64.
For what again? Now, tell me again now what you got for $64.
Two hot dogs, two chips, and a kebab and chips, and three bottles of water. $64. I know.
Were they enough to feed a family of five? Each of them.
Well,
like,
everything, to be fair,
everything
in
is bigger.
Is,
yeah, but still, $64.
Like, $64.
So you were raging, were you?
But anyway, after you're like, I'll get this, no problem. This one's on me. I was like, actually shook, like, kind of going. Anyway, paid it because I was like, this is all that was all we'd really spent, to be honest, that day. So I was like, it's okay. And they were buying stuff as well, so I was like, it's fine, we'll do it. So we walked into Central Park, and it is beautiful. And there's a party kind of going, I'm so cool, I'm in Central Park, I've seen this in all the movies. We walk in and we see the little bridge, and everything is gorgeous, and there's turtles in the water, and there's ducks, and everything is like a movie, like, beautiful. So you find a little bench, and we sit down on the bench, and we have our hot dogs out and our chips, and we're literally living the American dream. And I thought I saw something rustling in the bushes. I just about to take a bite out of my hot dog, the $64 hot dog, and I'm like, and then I saw something, and I was like, what? So I put it down for a minute, and I had my phone out. I was actually thinking, I'll zoom in with the phone without having to get up. I'll just zoom in to see what it is. And as I zoomed in, a rat the size of a small dog comes out of the bushes. It, like, we locked eyes, it looked at me, and I literally went, no, no, no. And the rat went, hell yeah, this is my park, bitch. And it took off. It, like, ran straight, as if it was coming straight towards me. Like, it went under my legs.
Don't tell me you dropped the $64 hot dog.
Oh, there was no way I was eating it after that. Anyway, I was like, no. I was screaming. I was, like, proper screaming. Like a lunatic. Like, as if I was being attacked. I was the screams at me. I was like, no.
And then and it's definitely a rat. No, not a little squirrel or anything.
You need to go on my page and have a look. And I think it's like two things ago. Yeah. This thing was bloody massive. I mean, it was literally the size of a Yorkshire Terrier. I'm not joking. It was huge. And like, it ran under my legs. I had a shift.
Oh, no.
It ran under
was it that close to you?
It ran under me. It ran, like, it literally ran under my legs. I screamed. I had tears rolling down my face, because then I became aware of the fact that it had run into the bushes that were right behind me. Which meant right behind me was all the bushes. Then I look and I see two more rats down on the right hand side. Yes, because they were all behind me. So then I didn't know what to do, whether to get off the chair. I didn't want to put my feet in the ground in case one ran back under me. I didn't want to stay on the bench because I was really terrified, because we had food then. I was like, are they coming to get the food? Like, what
oh
the hell?
God.
So I was hysterical. Like, I actually was hysterical. So for a minute, I wouldn't put my feet on the ground. And then when I did put my feet on the ground, well, I just took off running. I was actually the image of Phoebe and Friends when she went through the park. The hot dog and the chips were going everywhere. I just took off running. I didn't even know what way I was going. And I just ran out of the park. I was like, no way could I sit there. These things, and God. They own the park. They, like, Oh, even thinking about it now, I still have
that's
the
shoot. Horrible. That's disgusting. Oh my God. That's what you don't see that in the movies, do you? Oh. Did you tell
No.
Hugh then that it was your man from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Splinter, yeah, I was like, look, I
Yeah.
met Splinter because this thing was a mutant. Like, I swear, we don't have rats like that around here. This thing was a whole other breed. I was terrified. So that was our Central Park experience. Cut short because,
Oh my
like,
God.
other people, the New Yorkers, though, the other people in the park were just laughing at me. They were laughing at me, and I was like, what's wrong with all you? Why are you not?
Do you know
Why are you
what? They're
sitting
just so used to them, I think.
there?
They're like, ah, oh, sure. They're probably getting a laugh at all the, ah, oh, here's another Irish tourist coming in. Come
I
on,
was
Ricky Rat, get
not
her. Oh,
the better for
yuck.
that.
Manky.
But
Where, so what
we
else
did
did you
it.
do?
We kicked it out. Oh, then we went to Times Square. I have been there before and I love it. Like, and honestly, you could actually, I'll tell you what, we went to Krispy Kreme. Body slams was totally out the window because I didn't eat me frickin' hot dog then because I was sick. So anyway, we came out, we walked to Times Square and we went in and I got this cake batter Krispy Kreme. Oh, Lorna. I think there was like 1300 calories in the thing or something. Like, oh,
Doesn't
wow.
matter how it is.
I didn't care. So we got Krispy Kremes and then we went, there's these steps in Times Square. You've probably
Yeah,
seen it in some of the
yeah.
movies. And we just went and sat there. There was like a concert taking place in front of us. It was Pause for Peace or something is what it was
Oh, I
called. And it was
saw that
like,
actually. That, yeah, I saw that on your Instagram, yeah.
so we just sat there like eating our donuts, just watching everything that was kind of going on. And that was lovely. We were there for a while. And even when we left that part, there's a Sephora there. We were in Sephora. There's loads of shops. So we're just kind of in and out of the shops and picking up a few knickknacks, like,
Yeah.
Christmas decorations and
Yeah.
stuff like that. So everything I've said to you there about the $64 hot dogs, everything was free. The next thing we decided to do then was go down to the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah, I saw you did a beautiful reel actually on that. If you're following Audrey on Instagram, go over and have a look at that. That was lovely, lovely. I have to say that was lovely.
Because it was so different. I had been there in 2010. The 9/11 terrorist attacks happened in 2001. So when we were there in 2010, it was still very much like a construction site. We didn't know what to expect back then, but it was like, cranes and diggers, and it wasn't anything. And there was like a makeshift visitor center there back then. Now, oh my God, like I didn't know that. I don't know how, but I didn't know what they had transformed it into. Did you? Have you? Did you see that before you thought of my story?
I saw it before, but I didn't see it in such detail as yours. Like, you know, I saw the
Oh.
outside of the thing. I didn't see like the waterfall
Yeah,
on I didn't see that.
I didn't know. I genuinely didn't ex know what to expect when we got there. So when we got there, literally the subway lets you out right beside it, so it couldn't be handier. And in fairness, the subway's pretty cheap, I will say. I think subway is like less than $3.
The subway though, would you be nervous on the subway?
I'm nervous because we met these.
Then again, look who
Yeah.
heaved the feckin' Lewis.
We'll get back to the 9/11 in a moment, right? I met these women, American women, and we were chatting to them for a while, and they're not from New York, but they were telling me the woman who was in her 60s owns three guns. She owns three guns, and her daughter, who's in her 30s, has one gun, and her husband has a gun. Now, obviously, I'm like you, and I'm like, why though? Like,
Yeah.
why do you have guns? And they said, oh, for protection. And I'm baffled. I'm like, right, okay. And then they said, oh, when Biden came in, you couldn't get ammunition because everybody went out buying all the bullets in case he took them off sale. And we actually bought two more guns at that time. And I was just like, I don't know what to say. This is crazy. And she's like, I just don't feel safe without my shooter on my hip. And I'm like,
Stop it now, like she carries it around with her.
they carry weapons. Like, they carry re like my mind, I'm like you. My reaction was your reaction. I was just like astounded.
Like,
She's like,
I know all the Americans are mad into their guns, but I thought, like, do you know, like at home, you'd have your little key, your box, your key box. I thought they'd
no,
have it
she
locked
carries
away
it.
in a
She has
safe, like at home.
a special bag, a special thing that you actually put your gun in, like a special, like, I can't even, like, I was
Like
like
a
you. My mind was
holster, like around her hip.
it's like a purse, a special purse that she carries, that she holds it locks her gun inside, and she wears it like and carries
Ah,
it on her hip
jeez, that's
with her gun.
madness.
I know. So then when you're talking about subway, then I got on the subway and I start freaking out because I was going, how many people on the subway right now sitting near me in this
I would be
tiny
the exact
compartment?
same as you. I'd be looking, and you know, like, as you said there, a 60-year-old woman, I'd be going, just look at that cute little granny there. She probably has a fucking rifle in her handbag, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I said to your one, I was like, I don't, is it not really, is that not mental? Like, and she, oh no, she was like, we take our Second Amendment very seriously. We're going to protect that amendment. She thought Trump was the business now. She thought Trump was brilliant. He really did make America great again. He was wonderful. Like, and I wasn't saying too much because, I mean, fuck, this one was carrying
she had
the gun.
Like, yeah, say nothing.
So I wasn't getting into it, but I was in shock. Like, I was kind of going, what the hell? And then she said, the schools, that she was a teacher in a school and she brought her gun to school because they know that the kids in the school are unarmed and that's why they attack school. And I was like, who are they? Why are people attacking schools? That's mental. I was like, I don't understand any of the logic. I said, we don't have guns in Ireland. I was like, we don't have guns. And then I said, and our Gardaí, our police, they don't have guns either. And she was like, what? And I was like, no, look, I said, we have an armed response unit, don't get me wrong, but the average Garda or police that is on the walking around is not walking around with a gun. She was baffled. This was mental to her. I said, but at the same time, there's nobody shooting our kids in schools. And like, I don't know what to say to you. Like, for me, the logic of having to have a gun to protect yourself from the other person that has a gun, what if just nobody had a gun? What if no one had a gun at all? And she was like, but what about the bad guys? And I was like, well, look, I was like, I'm not saying there's no guns in Ireland because there are some bad guys and they do have guns. And she was like, oh, well then. And I was like, but weirdly, I don't know how to explain this to you. For the most part, the baddies shoot other baddies. Like, it's not a case of shooting up schools and civilians coming under attack. I said, my nerves would be gone thinking that somebody on a bad day or somebody in road rage or somebody that just got sacked from their job loses it and just pulls out the gun. And she's like, well, that happens. I was like, that's why you shouldn't have the gun.
But like, it'd be interesting to ask her, like, how many times has she had to use her gun?
No, she's never, I did ask her, she's never used it, but it makes her feel safer to know that she has it. And I was like, that is absolutely crazy to me. So my fear on the subway was that I was like, who's sitting here now with a gun? Like, who, what, like, what if someone has mental health issues or
but
like,
that's just the thing, like, or as you say, someone gets pissed off or like that road rage.
Or confuses it, like.
So we've seen videos here in Ireland of people having road rage and they get out and they give someone a box in the car or something. Can you imagine in America? If they just get
if
out
it's
and
gone.
Have her like, I'll just whip out my gun here out of my holster, like, stop. Crazy.
Yeah, no.
And as well, the kids, can you imagine like the schools over there as well? They all have these panic rooms and everything now and,
you know
bulletproof doors and...
She was telling me
sad.
About the school. So the school, all the kids in her school have to wear clear plastic backpack. A clear school bag so that you can see into their school bag so you know what they're taking, that they've nothing in there, that they can't bring a weapon to school. So they have clear see-through school bags, and when they go into school, it's like an airport. They go through a Friscum, they go through a machine, they put their, swear to God, every day they go to school like that. There's school police. So there's police in the school that patrol the school that do random locker searches to ensure there's no weapons in there.
Oh my God, madness, isn't it?
It's wild. Like, how would you ever even, your nerves just letting your kid go out the door to school not knowing if you're going to see them later on. So when you're saying, how do I feel on the subway? The actual experience on the subway was fine. It was grand. It was okay. But my imagination running away with itself, thinking about people that could be on there.
Well, no wonder after talking to her, Jesus.
Yeah, that was crazy. When we got to the 9/11, so we came out of the subway, we got to 9/11, and it was so weird because, like, New York, you probably imagine, is loud, it's noisy, it's busy, it's crazy. And we came out of the subway and it was quiet. That was what I noticed straight away, that it was quiet. I was like, okay, weird. So we walked up and we saw some people, and it's this huge square shape structure, and there was people placing white roses, which I've since learned, which is very lovely. I saw some people, there was a family there, and they placed a white rose, and they were doing maybe not a prayer, but they were definitely just taking a moment. They were just being quiet, like, and standing there. The white roses are what they bring on the person's birthday. I didn't know that when I was there, but I know it now. So where I saw some white roses, obviously families had come and placed a white rose. And the way the names are engraved on the wall, there's like enough depth that you can just place a white rose kind of into the engraving.
Yeah,
and so I did see white roses, and now I know what they were for. So it's a white rose to mark somebody's birthday. But it was really lovely. And everybody was very quiet there, very respectful. There was no one shouting. Nobody was running. It was really weird. It was like, people just understood the rules, and the rules there were to be quiet, calm and respectful.
Yeah.
And as you're walking along, because of course the Irish are everywhere, but I couldn't help but notice as I'd be walking along, I'd be like, Sean Murphy, Kathleen, Mary O'Donnell. Like, you're literally reading, I know so many people lost their lives, but there's a huge Irish contingent in America.
Of course.
You could just see it as you were kind of, walking along. Now there is a visitor center there, and people did highly recommend it. It's beautiful. Like, whereas 10 years ago, whenever I was there, 13 years ago, it was like cabin pack type visitor center. Now it's a beautiful building that's specifically dedicated to tell the stories. But the queue, they said, even at that point, the queue was over an hour long to go in.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
We didn't go in, but it is, everyone has told me it is, you should go if you get a chance to go, you should go. But it was beautiful. It was really, really, it was really nice. We did a little wandering around there as well, and we saw like the whole memorial site is 16 acres. It's huge, and they planted a lot of trees, which is the other lovely thing. They didn't want to plant, they didn't want to build more buildings there. So you've got these two beautiful memorial sites where the Twin Towers once stood. And then you've got gardens and trees, which in New York is obviously a rarity. So it just kind of adds to making the whole place, I suppose. It's just dignified and it's classy.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I notice, like, sometimes with America, things can be gaudy and loud and over the top, and it's none of those things. It's very subtle, it's very pared back, and it's really, really, really nice. So we did all of that for free as well. I also saw the Magnolia Bakery, which is the Sex and the City bakery, if you don't know. I
got all right. Very excited.
Yes, people just queuing up to get their photos taken outside that as well. So I may have done that too. I saw the step, we went to the Bronx, and I saw where, you know, the Joker movie, where he dances down the steps.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have my picture on the steps as well.
That would have been a good reel there now. Why didn't you practice that dance?
Oh, I still have loads of videos left to share.
I do,
pushing them out. I have enough content to do me for another week, I'd say. Like,
there are
loads of little videos. In terms of shopping, I've done the outlet malls before, and as I said, we were on a budget, so actually we had loads of fun. We did all of our shopping in Target, Walmart, the dollar store, TJ Maxx. Like, we stuck to all those kind of shops.
But like, CVS, Walmart and that over there is ginormous, like, because you can get anything and everything in those places.
It's huge. And when I went to Target, I said I haven't got a huge budget to shop. Well, Hugh nearly lost his mind. You know the way he's obsessed with the turtles? And he kept asking me for Leonardo costume. It was there, it was in Walmart, and it was like $30 but with 30% off. So I got him his Leonardo costume.
Oh, brilliant.
He thought he was brilliant. Like, I got him loads of turtle stuff. In Walmart, the stuff is genuinely cheaper than pennies. Like, I couldn't get over the value in Walmart. So everybody got a little bit of something brought back, but I bought everything in Target, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS. Like, we just did that kind of shopping.
Yeah.
So I have to say, I didn't spend much money at all. Food, I know people were sending me recommendations of places to go and eat. We didn't. We decided every day we would do like a typically famous New York meal. So like, we had
$64 burgers.
Well, $64 hot dogs was a bit much. But I guess if you broke it down per person for your dinner, it wasn't that bad. It's just the fact
But still, like, when you don't know, like, when you don't know, you're going to go, oh, come on, let's go and get hot dogs. Let's go get our hot dogs and sit in Central Park with the rats.
And the fact that we bought them from a vendor on the doorstep of the park probably is another reason why it was so expensive. So we did our hot dogs. We did New York pizza, bagels. Oh my God, they were delicious. I had pastrami. And pastrami is basically like corned beef, but different spices and stuff on it. Like, so yeah, we had a whole list of all the New York foods. And that's what we had to
eat.
We never went fancy. We did have a few beers. I was in Sephora and Macy's, and yeah, it was brilliant. It was really good. And I didn't spend an absolute fortune, but it didn't feel like I was being miserable or tight. We actually had a brilliant time. We walked the legs off ourselves, because for us, and like you, because, you know, all we've ever seen is the movies. Like, we were just fascinated walking around and just...
And everywhere. Is everywhere within walking distance? Like, are you top on the subway and you can figure it out
We walked most places. We did. You do have to get a subway to the 9/11 memorial. But once you're in, like, once you come in a Grand Central Station, nearly all of your sightseeing, you could walk.
And where's the best area to stay then in New York, if you were going to stay, if you were going to visit?
Well, if you have a little bit, now this might sound dear, but then I was comparing it to Irish prices, and I don't know. There's a hotel called Hotel Edison. It's literally 1 minute walk from Times Square. I mean, it's like, it's just off Broadway. So there's Broadway, Hotel Edison is right there. And that hotel is between $250 to $300 a night. So not cheap, but... I mean, I've literally spent $250 to stay a night.
Like, what's that in euro? Is there much of a difference?
So a little bit less. I think it's at the minute it's like $1.06 for 1 euro. Yeah. So it'd be a little bit less.
It's probably not bad when you think what you'd spend for a weekend away here. Do you know what I mean?
And it's not bad because it means you wouldn't need any transport anywhere. You're literally in Times Square.
Things.
So you're walking into the middle of everything every day. Yeah. You just come out of your hotel, turn left, and you're in Times
and
Square.
How long do you think would how long do you think you'd need for New York?
I've been so many times. I think 4 or 5 days is enough,
yeah,
actually. But not like you'll go back and do something different every time. We've done
yeah.
different things every time. Like that's the first time I saw Central Park, the first time I saw Grand Central Station. And I've been and I've done, if you're going for the first time, there's a Red Bus tour, like there's bus tours, and I'd say maybe do that because you can hop on and hop off
Yeah.
at all the different sites. But I think probably about 4 days is probably all you can afford
Yeah.
If you're going, you
And
know,
would
like
you be wrecked now, like with jet lag and everything? Or is that just
I'm
made
more
up?
wrecked coming home than you
Coming home,
are
yeah.
going over.
Yeah.
But when you go over, we are, let me think, we're 5 hours ahead. So you go back in time when you
Yeah.
get there. I felt it worse coming home than I did
Yeah, going out.
going out. Yeah, I
Yeah.
was all right over there. Or maybe it's just that when you're on holidays, you push through and
Yeah,
you.
of course, yeah, because you're excited and everything, like.
The
So, like,
tiredness
what
like
was
hits you.
your favorite place now? If you had to pick like your top three tourist spots or things to do in New York, what would it be?
Have you ever like oh definitely if you're going to Christmas go to Radio City and go to the Rockettes and when you're there you're in the same place as the big tree, the big huge famous Christmas tree and the ice skating rink, so just
Yeah.
go straight to that area. And even if you didn't go see the Rockettes, just being there you just feel like you're in a movie. Get like a
Yeah.
hot chocolate, stop and look at everything, and it's so beautiful. So I'd say go there. Times Square, because it's so iconic, you have to do a bit of Times Square. I definitely think you should do the 9/11 memorial. It is
Yeah.
very moving. And apart from that, the Empire State Building, go all the way up to the
Oh, is
top
that
of
good?
the
Yeah.
Empire.
Did you do
Yeah,
that this time?
yeah.
No.
Not this time. I did it the last time I was
Yeah.
there. And again, there's a lot to see and a lot of history, and they put on a good tour, like, and you can go up and see that. So maybe they would be things that I would recommend. One thing I'd always wanted to do, but you know, my dad just went and died at the wrong time and wrecked it. I
How's
was
that?
supposed to go on honeymoon to New York, and we were supposed to be there for New Year's Eve to see the ball drop in Times Square. And then my dad went and died the day before I was supposed to go on honeymoon. So,
Oh,
and then Hugh was born on New Year's Eve, so
yeah.
fucking. All these
Yeah.
Hughes just wrecking my travel plan.
So
So, but
enjoyed it
yeah,
anyway. You enjoyed it.
we
That's the
had a
main thing.
ball. Sorry now, I have no idea how long I'm after being talking there,
It
but
doesn't
yeah, we
matter.
had
But look, sometimes
absolutely
like
fun.
these spur of the moment trips are fantastic. Like you'll have the best time ever. Like, and you know, the fact that you went and weren't doubting yourself, right? And then that you went yourself and you know, you
I'm
did the whole
amazed I
split
did that.
yourself. Fair play to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because that is daunting. Like, it is daunting.
So,
But well done. Well done.
yeah.
So, what we were going to add a new kind of segment to the podcast, right?
Oh yeah.
And this is where it's so funny, right? Because I always said, oh, we could add a thing and we could call it like Scarlet for you. So, things that like annoy the shite out of you or that you're embarrassed by or things that you just go like, to write, whatever. And I was like, oh, this has been my pet peeve for years, right? I had a thing about fellas wearing Crocs, right? And then I was on Instagram last night and I flicking through and there's your Dave put something up about Crocs and a picture of his feet in Crocs. And I was like, oh,
Oh, he's the croc
can't
king.
say
He
that
loves
again.
them. Yeah.
Audrey, it's one of my, no, I hate feet anyway, regardless. Fellas' feet, I just think like, oh, like I tolerate my child's feet now, but like once he turns 7, 8, like that'll be the end of them. Like, just I can't do it. Like, but Crocs, I cannot. They're almost as bad as socks and sandals. Like, I just, what is the fascination with Crocs?
I like Dave has always loved, he's way ahead of the curve. He's into Crocs for years. I'm like you, I'd be like, stay the Crocs. And then I don't know what I got them for. I got Crocs myself, but there was a reason. I know there was like a logical reason, like, but I can't think of what that was right now. But I will tell you, don't ever buy Crocs,
But
because once you do, they're addictive.
they not just plastic shoes? Like, are they not the chosen footwear of like a garden gnome or something? That's what they remind me of.
Well, you know what I mean? Like nurses and doctors all wear Crocs on their shift because you can wear them for a long period of time. Whatever way they're shaped under the arch of your foot, they're actually designed for like pure comfort, like, and that you can stand in them for long periods of
And are
time.
they pure
So
comfortable? Because like when
they
I see
are.
them in shops, they don't look it at all. Like they look like
Oh yeah, no,
plastic
they are
shoes.
comfortable. Like, and I love them. I initially when I had my Crocs, I think I had to get them because I was going into the hospital or something, and I was probably looking for. I wonder, did I get them when I was having Hugh?
Oh,
I
know
I
got them. Like, something like and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I there was a reason I got them. Like, so there was a reason I got them. And initially, I used to only ever wear them around the house. Like, and then one day I accidentally, I think I looked down and I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. They're still on and I'm at the nail salon. Like, I was like mortified for myself. Once I had done that, then I was like, next thing you know, I was wearing them in the shopping center. Like, I was wearing them out. But I have Crocs. Dave has multiple pairs of Crocs. My nephew, who just turned 16, asked for Crocs for his birthday, and he likes the gibbets, you know, the things that you...
So they're, they're kind of cool. So for young people as well.
Because he got them, and then his friend, whose birthday is in October, he's asked his parents for them for his birthday. So their kids are wearing Crocs, and like, I've got my Crocs, and Dave has his Crocs, and I don't know what to tell you. I do agree, I did have the ick for a long, long time, but now I embrace the ick. Now
I'd have to try a pair of Crocs myself. So, but I'm like you, really like, cool. if I take a shine to the Crocs, like I'm Crocs for life, like.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that never happens.
But it's
happens
like that with Uggs. I used to hate Uggs. I used to see girls wearing Uggs, and I'd be like, why? They're awful. Like they just look crap. And then I got a pair of Uggs, and then I remember at winter time, they basically go on my feet around November and they stay there till February.
Well, have you seen the Ugg shoes now? I don't like them at all.
No, and I'm afraid to put them on in case then my feet go, oh, but we like them.
Yeah, but see, they're going to be popular though, because they're already all over Instagram and stuff. I just think they're like, no.
They're like walking in little clouds though. Like when you put your foot in
the hole. I know, but you remember like the granny slippers? Those little
I know.
Booty slippers, like, no.
But there's loads of weird granny fashion that's kind of in fashion now. It's kind of strange.
Says now, watch now by Christmas, I'd be parading around in like fluffy Crocs or something. Like,
I think it's gas. Like, there's loads of things in fashion now that you'd be like, what the hell? Kids are wearing, like, or you know, the new Rita Ora range that's come out in Pennies, and like literally everybody's wearing it. Some
what
of
do
that
you think
stuff
of it,
very
like,
questionable. Like,
isn't
I've come,
it?
What? Yeah. Is this in? Like, I
don't like
New
it.
York, the oversized suits on women is like huge, like,
really?
And I don't just mean, I mean like as in like a man's, like as if I was to put Dave's jacket on me, like really oversized, too big on the shoulders, too big on the arms, not fitting at all. That's, they're all wearing that. They were all in like, and trainers then, like trainers with a big oversized, I think it's like a power piece or a power thing or whatever, you know, like power dressing. So
I know,
you're not dressing to attract men. If you're wearing like, if they're just dressing, it's like a power thing. But I did see when we were in like the business, the financial district, loads of the women just wearing large men type suits with trainers. That was what they were.
Well, I suppose if it's taken off over there, it won't be long before it's over here as well. Like, but I have to say now, the Scarlet for you section there, Crocs,
you're putting
don't
the
do
Crocs
it for
in
me.
It.
I'm putting Crocs in it. And you know what? I'm going to put those Oak shoes in as well, because I think they're rotten.
Yeah.
So there you go. I just don't like them.
I'm trying to think now. Do you know what's starting to make a comeback, and I can't believe it? Have you noticed there's lads with curtains?
What?
Like Stephen Gately curtains, like
oh,
Nick Carter curtains. I've
stop
seen
it.
Lads with curtains. Beckham curtains. Yeah, there's curtains. I've seen young lads with curtains.
Like me, look.
But like that,
like
but
this.
Like, yeah. Yeah, like
curtains. Like you're trying to grow your fringe look.
Yeah. I've seen a few lads knocking about the place with curtains. Now, look, when I was 16, I wouldn't even look at a fella that didn't have curtains.
I know.
They all had to have curtains back then. Mike, what's his name? Mark Owen.
Mark Owen, yeah.
Stephen
And
Gately,
Nick Carter, yeah.
Nick Carter, Jesse Spencer, Joe Wicks from EastEnders. Pretty much everyone that I was in love with back then had a good old set of curtains.
Yeah.
But I've seen a few young lads knocking around with curtains now.
Oh,
and that,
stop.
That's
puzzling. But I'm telling you, I remember my own mother saying this. She was like, it all comes back into fashion. All the stuff from years ago comes back into fashion. And they are all coming back, because now what's coming back? It was always skinny jeans there for a long time. Now this is the baggy jeans are coming back in, or the flare jeans are all coming back in. So it all, keep your clothes, lads. Don't be throwing out your clothes at all. You can,
I have some. Do you keep anything? I've got
a
jacket
everything.
That I got when I was 19. So I still have that jacket. And I have another, that purple furry coat that I have, I had that when I was about 20. So I have a couple of pieces that I've
really?
Held on to. Yeah, because I think they're so cool. And I always said, if I ever had a girl, I'd love to give them to her, but sure, look, if I have a daughter-in-law, I'd love to give them to her. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'd love to see them get worn again. Like, yeah. I still wear that purple one. I still wear that to festivals. Still, one wouldn't go near me in a fit. Like, this Audrey and 19-year-old Audrey. They're not the same.
You know what? We all do that. I'm going to keep that now because, you know what? I'm going to slim into that. Like, I know. The amount of stuff I have, I'm going to slim into that. Like, but yeah, but you can call it vintage. Trash. Huh?
You're on the right track.
Anyway. Yeah, but you know what I'm just living in now? Because I'm a fitness influencer, I'm just living in fitness wear.
Oh, that's okay.
I got a pair of leggings the other day and I didn't realise that obviously, you know, proper gym leggings are brutal. So I'm used to, like, you know, kind of easy leggings. These fucking things, I swear to God, I was like... oh my good Christ. Yeah, yeah. Honest to God, I put them on and I was like, around my calf, I was like, a bit snug there, like, and then I was like, oh, no, they heaved everything in, like, but my God, like, I don't know how I feel about them, like.
But oh, do you not feel great when they're on, though, and everything is like.
Yeah, but I don't know, I'm just not used to them, so I'll have to wait and see. Let's wait and see. I'm not comfortable being a fitness model yet, you know what I mean?
You're getting there. You might have found your niche, you know. So you're now a new 50.
Oh, sure. Okay. Look what I have. Look at this. Bad boy.
Oh, do you know what I want to get? I actually went looking for it in America and I should be scarlet for myself. Actually, include me in the scarlet list. Okay. I was going mad looking for that bloody cup that they all have. You know the cup?
I know what you're on about. The one it looks like the coffee cup you'd have in your car, but there's this big straw in it.
Yeah, and it's like that size, like big whopper thing with a big handle on it. I went mad looking for that. But they told me that it needs to be a Stanley. Stanley is the brand. Yeah. So I could have got one in TJ Maxx, but it wouldn't have been cool enough. I need to hold on and get the Stanley version if I want to be a proper influencer. So I'm holding out for the Stanley influencer.
Well, like, they're another thing. They're pure stupid looking as well. Like, you're just going around with a big giant cup, like. I don't understand trends. I'm going to take a picture of
me in my Crocs with my Fifluencer cup and I'm going to be like, I'm so on trend.
I'm going to be there with my jacket. 2 litre bottle of water being into my sweatpants, into my leggings. Like two rejects. Oh, God. Anyway, come here. We better finish up anyway because we're yabbering there for ages. But look, once again, thanks very much for tuning in and I hope you enjoyed that episode. Like, there was great information there now for anyone that is going to New York as well.
If you're going on a budget, you can do it. You can actually do it on a budget and still have a brilliant time. Yeah. So
and that's what I think is good to talk about as well, like, because, you know, people think that when you're going to New York that you're going to need a fortune, like, and, you know, things are expensive, but it's good to know as well that you can do it kind of relatively cheaper as well. So once again, we'd just like to thank everyone for tuning in and listening, and the Irish Podcast Awards are still open for the listener's choice, so we'd really appreciate if you could go over and vote for our little podcast, Ola Bunjar Konnichiwa. I think they're open until the 19th of October. I think you can vote.
That's right. Yeah.
So we'd really appreciate that. And as always, you can contact us, olathepodcast@gmail.com or by Instagram. So that's the news. We'll be back again with another episode out next Monday. So until then, talk to you later.
Slán, slán, slán.
Slán agus banacht. And stop.